Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. We hit a little bit of a milestone here. We just added 100,000 new listeners to our show. We very much appreciate your support, sharing us with your friends and family. We're well up over 600,000 listeners. So we're very excited about that. You can catch us anywhere in the United States as well as in 56 other countries. So we're really, really excited. Today, we have a wonderful show for you. But first, I want to talk about the last episode. There were so many little aha moments there. Everybody just loved it. Today, I'm going to be talking about money moves to make before the end of the year. Here's one of the big things. Did you know that money is the number one thing couples fight about and the second leading cause of divorce? Couple this with the stress of the holiday season. It's easy to understand that this time of the year can be particularly challenging for couples and families. We have Figs O'Sullivan. He helps people build stronger relations, has a unique experience as a relationship expert, a former stockbroker, a finance executive, coupled with the interest in the world of personal finance, makes him a perfect fit to help families move past these money conflicts that arise during the holiday season. Now, today's guest is a wonderful one. Figs O'Sullivan is a licensed marriage and family therapist. He's a well-known relationship expert. He's the commander-in-chief of a top-rated therapist in San Diego. He's a founder of Empathy, that's EMPATHI.com, and is one of the most sought-after relationship experts to movers and shakers in Silicon Valley. Figs helps some of the most creative, successful people of our time make love and family work. He's been featured on NPR, All of the Things Considered, as well as numerous podcasts. We're just really lucky to have him here because I know we're going to talk about a number of things, but for many of you, you're going to go, oh my gosh, it's going to be aha after aha after aha. So Figs, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. Thank you for that lovely introduction. Very kind of you. Well, I'm delighted and honored to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. I just kind of want to get to it. I know you're a former stockbroker, financial executive. What got you into therapy for relationships?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The question is actually probably best the other way around, right? My dad's a therapist, mom's a therapist, sister's a therapist. I was kind of the black sheep of the family by doing the finance thing. And so I resisted the family vocation, the calling, until like my mid-30s. And you look, for me, what I realized, I was using all the same skills, like relating to people, understanding people, helping them with financial stuff. And I just wanted to do it a little deeper. It was a natural transition and kind of a return to my true home to be a psychotherapist.
Did you get the aha and hallelujah from mom and dad? Or
you know, it's so funny. It's interesting to say that. My mom is probably a typical Irish mother. Like when I was a stockbroker, right, in the 90s, she would like, what are you doing? Like in my 20s, like, why don't you just get a job in the bar and have fun? She couldn't understand why I would do something so stressful. You know what I mean? So they did. Look, my parents just want us to be happy, you know, both myself and my sister. They're not. That's it. If you look happy at dinner, then I don't care what you're doing.
Oh, no, that's cool. I just thought it'd be fun to ask the question.
Yeah. No, it's
because, you know, as a parent of two kids, I really don't care what they do as long as they're happy. And that's the big thing about being a parent. So right. I'm totally good with that. So what did we do during the holiday season? Bringing up family finances, there's disagreements. I see this all the time. You have the saver, the spender, and it's just kind of like button heads. What's the best way to deal with something like that?
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you what the best way to deal with it is. And it's, I would say the way to a better relationship is paradoxical. The first part that might be like kind of different than what people are used to is the problem is not actually the main problem. And I know it's going to be really weird. And like, let's say money, how we spend money over the holidays is not actually the main problem. The main problem is how we talk about money and how we spend money over the holidays. And the order of what you tackle is very important, right? Now, most people like, look, if I want to make sure we buy everybody gifts, let's say, and I'll feel bad if I don't. And the other person is, hey, listen, you're not in touch with the reality of our family finances, right? Of course, that's going to be a really tense holiday season between that couple, right? Mm-hmm. So in an ideal world, they would take a time out from problem solving and trying to make their case and carve out some time where they do not try and problem solve, like work out how much we spend or don't spend, and actually talk about what are the feelings and difficult thoughts that are coming up for both of us around money or family finances, right? Because if we can get to a place, usually what's really happening is, let's say, some variation of one person's not feeling heard or considered, right, around finances. And let's say the other person is feeling like you don't seem to trust me or believe me, right? Or some version of there's some love need that's not being met. And here's the crazy thing. We don't necessarily have to resolve what we do about family financing for the issue itself to get better. If we got to a place where, wow, I feel like we actually both understand each other and what's coming up inside of both of us about money and now it's the holidays, that changes everything. And now there's a whole bunch of solutions that previously, if you tried that solution without us deeply understanding where each other are coming from, that same solution wouldn't work. Whereas now that we deeply understand each other, that exact same solution is yes, because we have gone from finances is separating our emotional bond, so now we feel emotionally bonded and we can attend to like finances over the holidays as a team where we're both valid people with valid concerns.
So in other words, everybody's reading off the same sheet of music moving forward.
Yeah, well, at the very least, we're reading off the same sheet of music as we're two valid people with two valid sets of concerns, even if they're not the same as each other. Now, when two people can see each other as you are an actual valid human being with valid concerns, and your way of attending to money, even if it's not mine, it actually makes sense. Now, that seems like such a small thing. Why would we even do it? Let's say like, look, are we really going to buy Granny the new VR set from Facebook, right? Like one, she'd probably kill herself, right? Let's not do it.
She's going to break a hip at least.
Exactly. She's going to break a hip as she's doing the boxing game, right? But actually, right, if we go like, look, it makes sense that you would want to get this for Granny because she means so much to you. I get it. It's valid. And then imagine the partner going, hey, I understand why that is really scary for you to imagine we're going to pay for something outside of our budget. Now, we're not working on deciding whether we buy it yet. We're literally working on, oh my God, that is so nice that you, I actually make sense. I see that you actually think I'm not a crazy person for wanting to buy a VR set for Granny. And the other way around is like, oh my God, thank you for understanding that it would be scary for me to imagine like, no, what, like, wait a second, are we going to be buying everyone VR sets? Those things haven't come down in price yet, right? If you got to attend to your emotional bond, two people that love each other, it's actually more painful to seem invalid to each other than it is like whether we spend too much money or not spend too much money. So attend to your emotional bond first, and finances just happens to be the latest topic that is bringing you guys into disconnection and a negative emotional cycle with each other.
You know, I work with people financially and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I can see that. I can see that happening. And I'm just listening to a few people that I've talked with in the last few weeks. I'm just seeing that whole dynamic not playing out properly where somebody's not being validated for what they want to do or spend or how they want to look at things.
Yeah, exactly. And so look, even to break it down, if you were to go through these steps with each other, now it's very hard for two people to just do it on their own. And so like I guide people through it and people like me, right? Mm-hmm. But First thing, imagine like a couple took 30 minutes. And for 15 minutes, one person asked the other, what are the difficult feelings and thoughts that come up for you about finances over the holidays? Second person, at the end of, let's say, 5 minutes, they share. The second person says, this is what I heard you tell me. Like, they literally like, look, I actually heard you. The third step is, can this person that was listening accept that is how they feel? Like, just like, give me an example. Imagine someone says, I'm scared about spending too much money over the holidays. And you're like, I don't think that's what you're scared of. No, listen, they are scared. Whether you think they should be or not, can you accept that's actually what they're feeling? Then the next step, can you validate them? Even if it's not true for me, could you see it? Is it in the realm of human possibility that a human being could be scared about spending too much money over the holidays? Absolutely. It makes sense. Yep. I could imagine why, and it makes sense you feel that way. Then can you access some emotion inside you towards the other person? Oh my God, the fact that you're scared about spending money, my heart actually goes out to you. I actually have some feelings towards you, the fact that it's scary for you, right? Then we go back to the person that shared, and like, it's just like, so what's it like to have shared and that the person accepts your experience, can validate, and actually has feelings towards you, cares that that's how you feel. And then we flip it and we do it the other way around. And now that they had that experience, let's say successfully, and rarely does something work well the first time. We got to try it a few times. Mm-hmm. But let's just fast forward to it actually work the first time. Now let's return to the question. So what do we do this holiday season now as a team? Mm-hmm. Right? But most people aren't going to put in this step before they do problem solving, right? This like attending to our emotional bond.
I totally get that, because as a guy, I just fix things and that's my thing.
Exactly. Well, here's the good news about that. If you're listening really closely, you're going to try and fix something and your partner, your spouse is going to get hurt because they're not going to feel heard or considered, right? Mm-hmm. Because you weren't with them in their present moment experience. And now they're going to give you a signal that they're hurt with you and not happy with you. So now you get a second chance to interpret what's happening. So this is the thing, nobody gets it right the first time. We get to practice all this after we're already not feeling happy with each other. Like, this is another thing.
Yeah, I can see how that could be tough. Fig, we're going to have to hold on. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve. You know what? We've got a lot to go with Figs here. Okay, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to thank you for joining us, tuning in. Appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel, Google Play channel, and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. You can also check us out at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. You can check out the Insiders Club, guest gifts. By the way, the beautiful lemon baking company called Fervisa out of New Hampshire, all natural cookies, cake pops, the whole shot. There's a special discount. You just go to the website. You'll see it right there at Saving. It's called SWS20. You're going to get 20% off. Now we're back here with Figs O'Sullivan talking about relationships and finance during the holidays. And I want to bring us back to this. Big welcome back to the show for this second segment here.
Thank you, Steve.
I want to talk about financial taboos. Creating a space where you can talk about money with your significant other. Is this something that makes more sense to do together with somebody like yourself? What's the best environment to do that in?
Let's be clear. I'm a couples therapist, right? I am biased, right? I obviously believe there's some value. A little bit, right? There's some value what I do and people like me. The main thing a couples therapist does, the first and most important thing a good couples therapist does, is they're able to see there's three entities. There's each of the individuals in a couple, right? There's two of them. And then there's the couple together as one entity. When you're one part of a two-part system, you're embedded inside it and you cannot see the whole system. You can't see it because you're literally inside it. And so what a good couples therapist does is it's able to create this narrative, add both of your stories into one coherent shared narrative about what's happening between the two of you, where both of you make sense. Nobody's wrong. Oh, actually, nice. You're both right. Remember, just an example, it makes sense you're scared about spending too much. And it makes sense that you would feel terrible if we don't buy Granny her VR set. Right? Like, it totally makes sense. And I could totally see how the more scared you get, the more you say you can't spend money, the more you feel like, oh my God, why isn't what's important to me to consider it? And so now you're like, you're stealing VR sets at Walmart, whatever the action tendency is. So here's the thing, like, it's very hard to deal with the activation that happens with a couple around a sensitive topic without a third party that's able to hold both of them as valid and then keep reflecting to the two separate individuals, hey, look what's happening between the two of you. And isn't this actually really sad and painful for both of you? So that's where we want to get back to always, and I hope this isn't too psychobabbly. We want to help both people move from I consciousness to we consciousness.
Okay.
Like, not that you have a problem or I have a problem. Hey, look at this problem we have because, right, we're so important to each other. If you don't hear me, it hurts. If you don't include me, it hurts, right? And of course, money would bring that up. So having that person like that actually can guide you and help you do it. It's very hard for two people to do this on their own. If people can do it, like if they listen to the steps I just laid out and they like set a timer, I'll do 15 minutes, you do 15 minutes. Let's really accept, validate each other, right? Have empathy for each other. Please go do it on your own.
Awesome. I don't think many people would be able to do that because they just don't have the skills.
By the way, you know what always blows me away? Like even my couples that come week after week after week, right? And I created all these exercises they do. What percentage of my couples that come to counseling do you think when we're outside of a session, then do the exercises themselves without me? Like maybe 2%. Like there's such a tiny amount of people will actually show up like for the really difficult activating conversations on their own.
But,
I'm always fascinated. That. People need a coach often, right? They just need a coach for things that are hard.
Yeah, no, I tell anything that's difficult, I think it helps to have somebody there to guide.
Like I'll give the process away for free to people, right? Like, you know, I have courses and like we'll share the link, right? Mm-hmm. I'll give our main flagship course, The Conflict Solution, for free to the listeners and viewers. Because look, here's the thing. It's valuable. It's helpful. But I also know most people are going to need some like actual guidance to do the work.
I want to get into something else. The importance of managing expectations in a relationship. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, look, managing expectations is great. Like one of the first things I have to do with couples is reset their story of what a good relationship is, right? So let's just say managing expectations at the most general level in relationship. All relationships, there's three different buckets that a relationship can be in. Good, bad, ugly. And good is we're connected to each other. Oh my God, we're on the same team. Isn't this great? You understand me? I understand you. I'm here for you. You're enough for me. It's brilliant. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It's great. We're touching each other's noses, having a great time, right? Bad is one of us feels the other person isn't hearing me. The other person's upset, right? We're in the bad place. Ugly is we won't give each other a chance or we just don't know how to get back to good.
I see.
Right. So, you know, we got to have like one of the managing expectations is we got to help couples understand bad is normal. The work begins at bad, whether it finances brought it up or who does the dishes, right? Or why didn't you go to Granny's funeral? Heaven forbid. Poor Granny, right? She got VR set. She fell over, broke her hip. Now it's her funeral. Like, this story I'm making about Granny's not good. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. But look, how do so manage expectations. It's totally normal that we both get our feelings hurt with each other and we go to bad. Now the work begins. Now we got to do the work of understanding each other, caring about each other's points of view, accepting, validating each other, so we get back to good again.
I'm just thinking through like my own relationship going, okay, where are we? Here.
Right.
I think everybody's kind of like, huh, okay, am I doing that? These are wonderful things to understand, because if you can validate what's important to somebody and you're on the same page, makes it much easier to make a decision. Because if you're not, somebody's just going to say no and they're going to be upset and walk away. And then when you're looking at the taboos and things like that, that you want to get past, or managing expectations, I think it's really important to understand, hey, where do we need to go?
By the way, what would be a taboo, by the way? I'm curious when you said that.
You know what? When we grow up, when I grew up in an IS Catholic family, we didn't really talk about money.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't talk about a lot of things. You bring those relationships or those feelings and those robotic actions with you later in life. Those are the things that when you come into a relationship, that you need to deal with. And sometimes you just mentally can't get past it because you're used to what you've been doing for, decades.
Yeah. I love that. That, by the way, this is the way I often talk to couples about this. Like, you were both born in different fish bowls, right? Like, you know, you were born in your family culture, your partner was born in their family culture, and now both of you plop down into this new fishbowl, right? And one of you is like, I don't talk about money. The other is like, money, like, it's not triggering for me. And then all of a sudden you activate the other person. And when you say at a party, so how much did you make last year? And the other person is like, oh my God, who would ever put someone in a spot like that, right? And of course, to the person, that money's not a big deal. They don't even understand why your feelings would have been hurt and why you would have looked at them and like given them a bad, right? But that's the work, right? To help understand, oh, would you look at the way different things trigger us because of the way we were brought up? Mm-hmm. I love that you already naturally get it, Steve, right? That, look, we got to do that work of understanding what you're calling the taboos, that money is triggering for people in totally different ways, and they're all valid. They're mm-hmm. all valid, right? And then if we get people to understand each other, oh, I get you now. It feels so good for a couple. Now, they may always be different, right? I'll still be like loading 8 VR sets into my Walmart cart, right? And, you know, and my wife will be like, ah, Jesus figs, forgive the Irish, you know. Lord's name in vain, right? We may always have that little part in us, but at least we can understand each other. And mm-hmm. I might put 4 of them back at the Catholic.
Just 4 out of the 12. Okay, cool. Vic, I want to thank you for being here. This has been a blast. Could you tell us where people can go to get your help? Yeah. And also tell us what you're providing for our listeners, that free little gift that we can give out?
Yeah, so the easiest way, just go to empathy.com, and it's empathy with an I on the end, not a Y on the end. I couldn't afford empathy with a Y on the end. I just had to compromise, right? So empathy with an I on the end.com. And then we have our, like I was saying, we're just like starting to give away our flagship course to podcast listeners. And it's just empathy with an I on the end.com. /POD empathy.com/pod. And then what do we do? Couples counseling, couples coaching for individuals, couples courses. We have our own podcast. My wife and I share our own personal couples counseling. I can talk about it. It's called Come Here to Me. We have like a web app we develop for couples. Anything we could possibly do to help people have a better relationship, we provide at empathy.com.
Hey, I want to thank you again for being on the show. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And you know what? I think we're going to want to have you back sometime if that's okay.
Oh, awesome. Wow. I would love to come back. Thank you.
I just know that people are going to resonate with this and say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear.
Hey, awesome. Thanks again. You stay safe and stay healthy. We'll see you the next time.
Cheers.
Hey, everybody. That was Figs O'Sullivan. If you want to go check out, get some help, you can go to empathy. That's EMPATHI.com. can go to the website looking for couples help therapy and so on. You can also go to the Saving with Steve website. You're going to see the link for the free course that Fig O'Sullivan with empathy.com is going to offer. So you can go to our website at savingwithsteve.us. We'll go to their website and get that free course, especially if you're looking to get some help. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve. Okay, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to thank you for joining us, tuning in. Appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel, Google Play channel, and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, all these networks dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. You can also check us out at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. You can check out the Insiders Club, guest gifts. By the way, the beautiful lemon baking company called Fervisa out of New Hampshire, all natural cookies, cake pops, the whole shot. There's a special discount. You just go to the website. You'll see it right there at Saving. It's called SWS20. You're going to get 20% off. Now, we just want to talk about things we want to do before the end of the year to make sure our money moves are set. First of all, just real quick, you want to check where you stand. This means, hey, where am I with my budget? How much am I saving? Did I save enough for that down payment on the house, the kids' education, my daughter's wedding? Where do we stand with that? How did I keep with my budget? And the key here is you want to be brutally honest with your goals. Hey, if you did make it, don't be too hard on yourself, especially if you're close. And then you want to make sure all your financial accounts are up to date. That means, hey, if it's supposed to have a trust as the owner of it, so it can be yours and your wife's, you want to make sure the beneficiaries are up to date. You want to make sure everything's up to date when it comes to the finances, especially the financial accounts. The next thing is you want to look at things like, am I meeting those year-to-date deadlines? For example, you can contribute to an IRA all the way up until you file your tax return in April, okay? As long as you have an account that you set up in 2022, you can contribute all the way through April 18th of 2023. Are you fully contributing to your 401k? If you don't need the money and you have the ability to contribute more towards this last portion of the year into your 401k, do it. Why? Because retirement's an accumulation sport. The more you accumulate now, the earlier you have an option to stop working, which can make for a longer, more lasting, less stressful life. The other thing is double check that you're making most of your money. This is a time to check those budgets. Everybody has those situations where you've done the debit thing, where you sign it for something, all of a sudden you get charged in 30 days, whether you use it or not. If you're not using it, get rid of it. Looking for ways to reduce and eliminate expenses. There's a number of different internet providers. There's a number of cable programs. You know what? We were able to reduce our cable by over $100 just by eliminating a lot of the cable programs, going down to the internet service, and then adding live TV along with a couple streaming sites. You could do things like that. You can change your cell phone provider. A lot of times they'll give you a free phone, but you can do it at a lower cost and get the same service because they're on the same network. You just got to read into it and make sure you know what you're getting. This is a great time to look at auto insurance, homeowners insurance, and all those things to make sure you have the best rate. Look at everything you do to find a way to reduce, eliminate expenses, but keep doing the things that you love to do. Next, Start setting some goals for the new year. Hey, how much do you want to save? Where are you looking to have your accounts at? It's really important to have somebody help you look at that to make sure you're on track. Somebody to say, hey, we're right where we're at. You maybe need to do this. And you know what? This is a great time to look at those investments, especially if you're a few years away from retirement. With the market going crazy where it is, if it were to go down 20-30%, you might be working for a few years more than you thought. Or if you are in retirement in the first 3 or 4 years and you're losing that 20-30%, it might be one of those things that pushes you back into work or have to reduce your lifestyle in retirement. You don't want to do that. I want to thank you all for joining us right here on Saving with Steve. Look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to give you our best advice to help you retire smart. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I do want to thank you for joining us today. Our listeners just exceeded 700,000, so we're very, very excited. So thank you for sharing us with your friends and families. Now, we've got something special for you. Today, we have a very interesting topic. You know, and the question is, should you date your coworker or best friend? According to recent polls from the Society for Human Resource Management, a whopping 33% of American workers are or have been involved themselves in professional relationships. What's interesting is an impressive 75% of the U.S. workers are essentially cool with coworkers getting together. Now, embarking on a relationship with a coworker involves navigating potential risks. It can significantly impact your professional standing. You know, what are the positives? What are the negatives of dating your coworker, best friend? We have this wonderful book. It's called Captured by Love. Two authors. First one is Colonel Lee Ellis. Besides being a sought after leadership coach through his leadership firm or leadership freedom firm, he's a former Top Gun pilot that was shot down in Vietnam. He was a POW. We have Greg Godek, who's a best-selling author and romance expert. In fact, he has 8 books, and they're here to talk to us. We have Greg. Greg, thanks for joining us today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. I know our listeners are just looking forward to this big time. So let's just get started with talking about how the idea came about for the book. I think Lee's background has something to do with it as well. So I'm going to go ahead and just let you get going.
Okay, great. Well, this all started with Lee. I was brought in a little bit later. Lee was a Vietnam Top Gun pilot, was shot down over Hanoi, spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. He and way more than 500, because a lot of them died. But we're talking about a group of guys. These are not your average guys. These are Top Gun pilots. I mean, think Tom Cruise, okay? Think of the stereotype. These are tough as nails guys. You know, and they were top of the world. I mean, these guys just like flew these jets in there. Hot and women love them, and they were, you know, all of that. And these were guys who were true patriots. I mean, they were professional warriors. You know, they wanted to go to war because they truly believed that, you know, they were helping save the world from communism. You know, you remember the domino theory, back decades ago. And well, he was shot down, spent 5 years there. And the insight he had later was that the skills that were required of them to survive, survive torture and unbelievably, think of the worst torture stories you've heard. These guys have been through it. And he realized later that those same skills that kept them alive are the same skills that you need to create a great loving relationship. And when I first heard that, it was like this brain cramp. You know, it's like, well, what in the world are you talking about? But when you stop and take a look at it, it makes perfect sense. For instance, every one of these guys will tell you the lifeblood was communications. If they weren't able to stay in touch with each other, a few of them would have made it back alive. Because staying in touch with each other, sharing information, supporting each other was critically important. Now, men aren't exactly known for being the best communicators, are they?
Very. My wife will tell you that.
but you know, these guys were, treated totally inhumanely, and the communists very much tried to keep them separated. Actually, it was this one fellow who knew what they call the tap code, which is a different version, kind of a simplified version of Morse code. And they would tap against walls, and they spread this from one guy to like 500 plus prisoners. And they were in not exactly constant communication under the eyes of the communists, but they were always communicating and not just knocking on walls. When they would be sweeping in the courtyard, they would be communicating. They would communicate by blinking. I mean, it's stunning. It's amazing. And so they learned that communication was important, trusting each other, having empathy for each other, taking care of each other, and being humble. Now, these were not humble people here, okay? Right? But they were crushed down, and every one of them were tortured to the point where they broke down and gave some information to the enemy. Now, most of the time, almost all the time, it was meaningless information. But these guys not lived to, but it was this challenge of holding back from giving in to the enemy. And every one of them at some point broke down, and they all felt horrible guilt for letting down the country. And every single one of them, they would communicate with the guys in the cell next door. The message from the other guys was always, I broke down too. We all do. Feel guilty for a few hours, get over it, and move on. And there's another thing. I mean, guys aren't exactly comfortable with being humble. And so there are all these just this great lessons. And then really the way it came about was like over the past 50 years, and I don't know if you know that this year is the 20th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. This is when they were all released. And every since then, these guys have had annual reunions. And, as I said, Lee, at these various events, would look around and say, God, Jim over there, he's been married 47 years. It's an amazing marriage. Wait a minute. And Jack, and this happened again and again. And over the years, the idea came to him of this concept that, hey, the lessons that helped us survive are the same ones that helped these guys stay married so long. And so what we've done is Lee gathered 19, he's the 20th, POWs and or wives or widows. And I interviewed all of them. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most amazing experiences in my life. I mean, we're talking 20 couples aged between 78 and 92. Mm-hmm. They've been around for a while. And they have all created, honest to goodness, what we ended up calling happily ever after marriages. And I calculated it once. We're talking among these folks, more than 1,000 years of happy marriages. And so the question is, hey, what might we have to learn from these folks? And so actually, in the writing of the book, the book is in every story, there are 20 stories, and each one is in two parts. Part of it is the guy's experiences in Vietnam and then coming home and their love relationships. What we ended up saying, part of the title, was all of these guys were captured twice, once by force and once by love. And the intertwining of it is amazing. Their stories are horrifying. Their team, the way these guys help each other, the way they came back, and their stories, and there are kind of themes that are same, and yet each of their stories are different and just wonderful.
That's great. That's wonderful. You know what? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with some more Saving with Steve. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. But today we're going to be talking about something different. We've got Greg Godek here. He's a co-author of Captured by Love, along with Colonel Lee Ellis, who's a POW and Top Gun pilot. And you know what? We're talking about, you know, should you date your coworker or best friend, the positives or negatives to consider. And you know what? With that, Lee, I know there's, to be very candid, I met my wife in the workplace and we've been married for over 25 years. You know, happy as can be. Love it, the whole shot. But I also saw people in the workforce that it didn't go very well. And that caused a lot of problems, whether it be their status at the company, the interaction with colleagues. If things didn't end well, there was a trust broken between the people who knew them, all that kind of stuff. So I was wondering if you could just kind of walk us through the benefits of dating the coworkers, you know, the drawbacks, what to look out for, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay.
All the stuff my listeners would really like to hear.
First, this is complex stuff. There's not a formula for this.
No, it's not.
And so everybody has to really realize that, you know, it's their unique personality combined with the unique personality of the dating partner and then the environment of work. Okay. So this is not simple stuff. Back when I was in my late 20s, I dated a woman that was in shared our workspace. You know, first of all, to get it out of the way, you know, in terms of hierarchy, the thing to really be careful of is if you're dating a supervisor, someone who has a management position over there, because that's really dangerous. Mm-hmm. I would stay away from that altogether. Now, having said that, you know, love overcomes almost anything. Logic and what's best for me. You know, it's like if I fall in love, you fall in love. It's like it really takes over. And so one big factor is maturity. The more you understand yourself and you know, the less you're driven by emotions, the better off you'll be, because when you do get together, the emotions are going to be very strong. And so, you know, in my relationship with Kathy, I think I can name her. There's a lot of Kathys out there, right? We not only were on the same level, we didn't work in the same departments. And I think that's a lot safer, because if you're working in the same team, as you mentioned, like the dynamics in a team and the trust and that is very complicated. Having said all that, you know, I would do it again. I think that it's, here's one thing that I've never heard talked about exactly in this context here, but let me tell you something. It is impossible to hide a relationship for very
long.
I don't care if you're the best actor in the world and you're not. That I just remember Kathy and I thinking, oh, you know, we spent the night together and then we'd walk, you know, in toward work. And then it's like I'd hold back so that we wouldn't arrive at the same. We thought we were so clever. But, you know, later it turned out, you know, one of my good buddies said, oh, my God, everybody's known this for months.
Actually, I got outed at Dodger Stadium. I was a senior executive and she worked in a different department in the training area. And I actually threw out the first pitch at Dodger Stadium that night. And she actually had tickets in another part of the stadium. And the person that I was hanging with wanted to be with his friends. And we were sitting right behind home plate. So I called her up and said, hey, come on down. And every time the TV showed up, we were eating popcorn or something like that. And everybody saw us. So everybody knew the next day, are you dating?
That's good. God, I love stories like that. A lot of things like that in Captured by Love. So I think, I'm not sure if I have anything else to say, dating at work. You'd also asked about dating best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go for it, period. It's a very different situation than a work relationship. Now, I know the concern is we have a great friendship here. We're very close. We share a lot of things and so on. If we let ourselves go and fall in love and take action on it, that might ruin the friendship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's always an issue, and you just don't know. I have friends and colleagues who have made it work. And well, you know, fall in love, got married, happy. I've had some that have dated even for years, broken up. And it feels like about 50-50, you know, mm-hmm. Like, you might as well gamble, you know, but people gamble. I mean, this is what we do as humans. We gamble with our feelings and our relationships and it's a risk. It's, you know, opening yourself up and being intimate with someone else. My opinion, this is just mine, okay? I'm not a therapist. Don't pretend to be one. I would say go for it. Yeah, there's a risk, but goodness, it's all a risk. And I think the greatest basis for a long-term relationship is starting with friendship or some kind of other connection other than love first.
Yeah.
Then you've got some basis here of commonalities and some communication that precedes the love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you start with love, which that's okay. I mean, I do believe in love at first sight, you know, Romeo and Juliet, bang, it can happen and it can be real and it can last for a lifetime. It can. The operative word here is can. It might and it might not.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to, you know, the acrimonious breakups in workplace, best friend wise, you know what, is there a best way to approach that? Something to, you know, what's the best way, you know, from your opinion, from what you've seen to move forward with, you know, people breaking up? Cause you know, there's a lot of people that work very long hours in the workforce. And quite frankly, I was one of those people, but I never dated anybody before in the workforce other than my wife. So it was kind of one of those things. The first time I met her, I knew that was the one, and everything else was I forgot about after that, so to speak. So, but I've seen people in the workforce, even as a senior manager, where, you know what, regardless of what happens, it's a breakup. And even within a group, there's a different dynamic that takes place, whether, you know, if they're friends of that other person, even though they're in a different department. So is there a good way to deal with that? How to handle that?
Good golly. Thanks for the easy question.
Those are viewer questions.
There's certainly no one way, because everybody's personality is so different. But again, I think it comes down to maturity and love. And first of all, just if we could stay mature about the whole situation, and maturity involves controlling your emotions and not letting that get out of hand. But here's the other thing, because we're talking about somebody that I have been in love with. Okay. Now we break up. Okay. Usually you don't hate each other. It doesn't work out. Okay. If I really loved her, I still will want what's best for her. And that too, that's tying love with maturity. A lot of people aren't all that mature. Sorry.
That's the reality of it. Yeah.
But you know, to make that work, you've got to be mature. You can't sit there in meetings and make snide comments and thinly veiled insults, it's just like I said, you're taking a risk, and part of being mature about it is going into it knowing that there's going to be some risk. You know, a few years ago, I was talking with someone about this, comparing high school dating with being an adult. And actually, I think the challenge was bigger in high school, because you can't avoid each other. You're in the same history class. You're walking down the hall. It's a small environment, and you're there for 6 hours a day. Even at work, there's more possibility for avoiding each other. I mean, you know, don't get coffee at the same time and so on and so forth. And I mean, really think back. We were immature in high school, and we were forced to deal with this. And I remember dealing with that. And, you know, I had, I think, three girlfriends in high school, and I always went steady. I was one of those. I mean, I'm serious about relationships. I always have been. Never dated around. So it was a series, you know, through 4 years of high school. And I do remember, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to see her. none of us had the tools, that we didn't know as many communication skills, and the importance of listening and just the maturity to deal with all that. I don't know. I'm glad I got out of it alive.
Greg, hey, thank you so much. What I need you, what I'd like to do now is, I know the book just came out. Where can people find it? Because I know many of the people who are listening would be interested in acquiring the book. So again, it's called Captured by Love and Untrying True Romance Stories from a Vietnam POW. It's in paperback and hardback right now. Is that correct? Yes.
And audio.
Okay.
We got all of
and audio. And now it just came out in May, right?
Correct. May 30th. First on your block.
So where can people go find the book?
Almost anywhere. It's up on Amazon and the major bookstores. I'm not sure about the smaller bookstores yet, because it's just brand new, making its way out there. But after a week, it's already an Amazon bestseller. So we are thankful.
That's awesome.
And happy. And we just, there's so much that people can learn from this. It's just, and it's such a unique take on relationships. You know, we're not therapists. We're not preaching. We're telling these genuine, real, unique, heartwarming stories. I mean, there's the guy that, you know, after 7 years away from his wife, And he called for the first time. This is when long distance was really long distance, you know, from the Philippines. And the first words he said to his wife were, "Hi, Jane, it's Tarzan." And she knew instantly because that was a private joke between the two of them. And that's one of the things about really good loving couples, that they have ties that are way more subtle and intimate and private. Like nobody else knows what that means. You get, get a sense, but there's a whole backstory to that.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Hey, Greg, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been wonderful. I've had a blast. I know our listeners are going to have a blast. And, you know, everybody, I see that I was just checking this out. You can go find Captured by Love on Amazon, inspiring romance stories. You want to take a look at that. We will have the link up on our website here. And, you know, with that, Greg, I want to say thank you so much. You have a safe day, and we'll look forward to, you know, seeing how the book does.
Take care.
We're going to come right back with some more Saving with Steve, so stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. You know what? I wanted to talk to you about the most recent retirement confidence survey. One of the interesting things that I see about this is the fact that many people have real concerns. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, because you know what? We get information from folks all the time. And you know what? We share some of them on the Money Minute segment. But when I get something like this, I feel a need to share it with everybody because it's affecting people. You know what? It's one of those situations where you have people who work very, very, very hard all their life and saved, and they're just about to retire or retired, and they're seeing all the stuff coming on. They saw the reduction in 2022. Here we are in 2023. We saw the debt ceiling. We know that there's issues with real estate where people are paying, you know, companies are paying interest-only loans at 2 and 3%. Now they're going to go up to 7. Hey, people are predicting real estate issues. We're starting to see layoffs. We're starting to see all sorts of stuff. And you know what? These numbers are concerning people. So we're going to have this study for you on our website at savingwithsteve.us. So you can check it out. But what it's saying is 67% of retirees are concerned that the increased cost of living will make it harder for them to save money. 50% report overall spending is higher than expected. And you know what? It's probably going to stay there because if you think about inflation, you've got, you know, it was in 2021, it was 7%, 2022, 6.5, 2023, it's already 5%. And depending on what happens with the Fed rate next week, we might be seeing it go up or we might see it go down a little bit. We'll have to see what happens with the Fed rate. Next, 58 report that retirement balances have decreased in the last 12 months. And if you look at that, November of 2021 is when the market was at the top. If you just take the S&P 500, it was at 4,800 then. It's 4,200 now. And it's still lower than where it was. And that means people haven't earned anything for 2 years. And they're still taking out money, which means they're grinding away at their principal. 33 are not confident their money will be able to keep them keep up with inflation in retirement. That's a big concern. Are concerned that they will have to make substantial cuts to their spending due to inflation. These are serious things that everybody out there, you know, if you feel concerned about these things and would like to talk to somebody, you know what? Go to our website. We'll be more than happy to have a discussion with you, work with you to, you know, hey, reduce, eliminate taxes, show you how to keep your retirement balances intact, not just for 10 years, but 10 years, 20, 30 years down the road. You know what? That's what we're here for. I want to thank you all for joining us today. And I wish you to be safe and healthy. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. We had a wonderful time with Greg Godek here with their book. It was just wonderful. The stories are about romance and love. Again, you can go to Amazon and get the book Captured by Love, Inspiring Romance Stories. Look forward to seeing you next week here on Saving with Steve. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.